Contamination of drinking water by the toxic chemical known as PFAS has been a concern for legislators this session, and two committees advanced legislation seeking to curb the use of these chemicals and to find safe limits in drinking water. State Senator Bernie Pinckney chairs the Senate Corrections and Public Safety Committee. She says these chemicals have been harming people in her district.
In the legislation, it talks about the fact that some of the health effects of PFAS are pregnancy complications, most of which, particularly in Delaware, disproportionately impact Black women, who are 3 to 4 times more likely than white women to lose their babies in utero.
Her committee released Senate Bill 63, which limits the use of PFAS-containing firefighting foams. Pinckney says she doesn't see this going far enough, and pointed out a similar bill in Maryland went further in restricting the use of such foams for any training or testing exercises. A representative of PFAS manufacturers, Sean Swearingen, told Pinckney development of alternatives to PFAS foams is in the works, but according to him, there's no safer or more effective alternative to PFAS. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.